all demanding to be done yesterday. Casting an eye over her to-do list, she scanned the options. A report on an assault case, suspect arrested, remorseful confession forthcoming, and only the paperwork to complete. At least meant she'd have something ticked off the list by the end of Friday afternoon. That would do. She turned back to her laptop, just as Jude Satterthwaite opened the door to the open plan office and paused on the threshold. Jude was a mighty presence in the office, one you couldn't ignore, a man whose attraction stemmed from inside rather than out. Ashley, who appreciated any kind of beauty, male or female, natural or man-made, couldn't rank his looks in the same bracket as her estranged husband Scott, but nevertheless allowed herself a moment to look at him out of the corner of her eye. Not that he wouldn't notice, because as a senior detective, he had an eye for detail and automatically kept track of everything around him. He must be used to the attention by now, because she wasn't the only person, in the office or out of it, who couldn't seem to stop watching him. Dark hair, close cropped to the point of severity, smoke-grey eyes that saw everything with suspicion and cynicism, and hid, she was sure, an angry heart, sharp cheekbones in too thin a face. All detracted from what should have been a handsome whole, but on the rare occasions he chose to employ it, his smile engaged and included the coolest opponent. Dodsey. Jude swooped across the room, long strides taking him past her in a breeze of masculinity to where D.I. Christopher Dodd, known to all as Dodsey, was deep in conversation with another of their colleagues. Spare me a minute if you have one. So it wasn't her he was after, though her turn would come. Jude made a point of going round all those he worked with to keep up with what was going on, even when he wasn't involved at anything other than a supervisory level in any of their ongoing investigations. Fridays were a favoured time, if he wasn't otherwise occupied. Realising she'd stared too long, and someone other than Jude was bound to notice, she turned back to her computer. It was 5 minutes before her phone rang. Glancing down at it, she recognised the number with a sinking heart. She'd cleared out her contacts list in a symbolic purging of her old life when she'd moved up to Cumbria a couple of months before, and Scott's had been the first number to go. But she should still have known. She'd thought of the devil, and he'd put out his horns. You didn't shed a man as persistent as Scott just by leaving him and starting a new life elsewhere. She stared at the phone for a moment while it rang out, resisting him but lacking the resolve to cut him off unanswered. In the end, it was the barely suppressed annoyance of the constable at the next desk that drove her to answer it, in as businesslike a manner as possible.
Ashley O'Halloran speaking.
Formality was her friend, the best way to keep trouble at a distance.
Ash, what the hell is this?
Scott, she lowered her voice. I'm at work just now. This isn't a good time.
It'll never be a good time, will it? We need to talk. I've handed in my notice to try and make things work with you, and what do I find when I get home? A letter from a solicitor. Have you gone mad? You don't really want a divorce.
She picked up her pen and tapped it on the desk in some annoyance. When she'd married him, she hadn't understood that he was so insanely self-serving that he didn't seem to care whether or not she knew the truth.
Let's keep to the facts, shall we? You didn't hand in your notice. It was a fixed-term contract. Let's not pretend you made any sacrifices for me. That's not the point. Come on, Ash. You know you don't really want this.
It wasn't as if they hadn't had the conversation before. The only thing that had changed was that he'd called her bluff once too often, and she'd carried out her threats. But it seemed even the cold print of a solicitor's letter hadn't got the message through.
I can't take personal calls at work. Call me this evening.
It would be easier to deal with him when she had the moral support of her housemate. Lisa knew the whole story, knew Scott, and was unconditionally behind her, shoring her up against the eternal siren call of her dead romance.
You can't hang up on me. I'll keep ringing back.
Scott's a bully, Lisa had said. You have to stand up to bullies. Empowered, Ashley drew upon her friend's sound common sense.
I'll turn my phone off. No, you won't. You need it for work. So let's just talk this through now and be done. I've told you a dozen times why it isn't working. Read the solicitor's letter. It explains it again.
She had a separate phone for work and she could have cut him off. But somehow he'd forced her into the discussion on his terms. The detective constable seated to her right, Chris Marshall, was trying his best to...